to belong, to feel like your presence matters to other people. Maybe you're here because you want to have authentic and meaningful conversations with people who share your values. Some of you are seeking support because you're going through a rough time in your life right now. Some of you come because you want your children to learn about the world's religions and have their own natural spiritual curiosity nurtured and encouraged. Maybe you came because you wanted to sing in the choir. Maybe you're here because you're new in town, or you're just lonely and hoping to make a few good friends. You may even be here hoping to meet that one special person to fall in love with. It does happen. These are all good reasons to be here. This is a place where you can learn about what you truly think about the most important questions in life. You know, do you believe in some kind of energy or power that transcends our individual selves? What do you imagine happens to us after we die? And are you living your life with purpose? There's adult religious education classes and sacred circles, small group ministry program to help you with your spiritual growth and deepen and hone your spiritual or theological understandings. This congregation is also a place where you can have the opportunity to grow and develop new leadership and management skills. We have many volunteer opportunities and people willing to train you. Maybe it is the social justice issues and the human rights abuses that we are seeing around us in our nation and the wider world that are upsetting you, and you want to better understand how you can be an agent of change. Or maybe you just need a place to share your feelings of overwhelm about it all. The phrase going to church is used to mean any experience that gets you in touch with the divine, with the truth, with health, with reality, with love, with God. I've said, man, that concert was so good, I felt like I've been to church. You know what I mean? I mean, I felt spiritually nourished by the experience. Church is an experience that helps keep our focus on our highest values. This experience together is a shared spiritual practice that when we say that for this 1 hour each week, we're going to get in touch with what is true, with a capital T, and what we believe to be of highest worth and value. Coming to Sunday services is a way of strengthening your awareness muscle. My hope is that the spiritual sustenance that you access when you are here one day a week will gradually become a part of your life in the rest of the week. It's one of my very favorite things in the world when someone tells me that they heard me say something in a sermon or an idea came to them in one of our small groups, and then they went out and they tried it. They implemented a new way of relating, maybe at work, maybe with extended family, and it worked. I love hearing that. This fellowship is a compass. It's a bookmark. It's a charging station. When it comes to keeping one's eyes on the truth and the interconnected nature of things with the oneness, we need a little help, because daily life in our society in the United States is not one of a spiritual nature. It is materialistic to the extreme. So coming here is a way to have your batteries recharged. And I also believe that to be in touch with that truth, with the divine, with our own higher selves, means we have to be fully in reality. We have to share, we have to be in that shared reality. So I will sometimes talk about politics or what our government is doing, because the laws and the policies affect real people in real communities. And it is our commitment to our Unitarian Universalist first principle, the inherent worth and dignity of all people, that calls us to listen and then to amplify the voices of those who have been long ignored in our culture. It's important to think about and discuss the events in the wider world through the lens of our faith tradition. What do the policies and the laws that we help put in place, what do they have to do with our commitment to siding with love, with our deepest values of the worth and dignity of every person, and with our commitment to honoring and respecting the interdependent web of which we are a part? So in order to be in reality, we have to see things how they really are, instead of what we would like to project onto the world or maybe ignore about the world. So our commitment as Unitarian Universalists to helping to bend that moral arc of the universe toward justice calls on us to be in reality, especially right now in our history, around the contemporary issues of race in our nation. These issues that undergird all economic inequality, social injustice in our society. So to that end, this fall, the Racial Justice Task Force and I will be inviting everyone in the congregation to participate in an all-congregation common read. We're going to be reading and discussing the book. The title is So You Want to Talk About Race. The author is Ijeoma Oulo. So watch the newsletter. There'll be more information coming. But our first meeting to talk about that book is going to be on Sunday, October 14th, following the second service. This book, I've started it. It's going to challenge us. It's going to push us a little bit. But our third principle of our seven principles calls us to ongoing spiritual growth and development. We can't rest. We got to keep pushing ourselves to grow. So we need to keep learning. I know that it can be a struggle to learn things that challenge us to think differently, right? And it's especially hard when what we're learning can make us feel bad in some way, guilty or angry. But I promise, because it's been my experience too, that the process of going into this learning and allowing whatever feelings come up to just be there and arise and move through them will ultimately help us release any of those negative feelings and empower us. The learning itself actually feels good, and it's kind of fun. There's a feeling of like peeling off old layers that don't serve us anymore, like shedding an old skin. And the new skin underneath that first emerges when we begin to understand something in a new way feels flexible and exciting. So for whatever reason you find yourselves here this morning, I am so glad. It is such a blessing to have a place where, when faced with a difficult situation, we can remind ourselves and remind one another to ask, what would love do? And allow that question to help shape our responses to the world. It's not necessarily so in your work environment or perhaps with your neighbors or your extended family. In this world that seems intent on dehumanizing people in the name of efficiency and the bottom line, it can be such a relief and a joy to find a community where compassion is what is expected. We rehumanize ourselves here. Here we share the goal of interacting with one another from that place of our higher selves, of honoring one another's humanity, of forgiving ourselves and one another for not being perfect, because we're not always going to show up from that higher self place. But we know that we share that goal, right? So take a minute and thank your own higher self for getting you here this morning. And then turn to somebody near you and say, thank you for being here with me. All right, don't get up and move around. Friends, it is so good to be together. Amen and blessed be.